Thank you for tuning to another episode of Freddy's World. Sorry, I've been gone for a while. Had some stuff I had to work on, you know, and doing some research for my upcoming topic about the sex trafficking. But we're going to have some fun tonight. I brought somebody here. We rescheduled twice because the Minnesota fucking snowstorm. I have known this girl for like 18 years. We go way back working at the Annex.
Way back.
You know, like farther than Rosa Parks was sitting in the back of the bus. You know. Yeah, I know I went there. This night of Black History.
We already
crossed the line already. That's what happens.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, if there's kids around and you listen to this episode, you might want to put them to bed because we both cuss like motherfucking sailors. And this is not going to be the episode.
No.
You're going to hear some shit like, dick, pussy, fuck that bitch, you know? Ain't going to be no Mary Had a Little Lamb shit.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But, like I said, I've known this girl for 18 years. Been a good acquaintance of mine. And as a good friend,
Hell yeah.
Want y'all to give it up to my homie, my Ace Boon Coon, Raise the Roof, for Beth.
Hey, what up?
good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you too. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, like I said, we rescheduled twice because of Minnesota snowstorms.
The fucking weather, you guys. I mean, can we get it right for once?
Well, Minnesota's weather's fucking bipolar, man. It's like, I love you. I don't. I hate you. Let's go to YMCA. Hey, no.
Okay, so I just want to put it out there. I have known you, like you said, for 18 years, and we go way back.
Yes.
And I just want to say how great you look. You look so healthy. You've lost some weight, but just your energy all about you, it's a vibe.
Thank you. And you look great as well, you know, I mean.
Yeah, that's what you do when you have some time to yourself and you're working on you.
So. Yeah, that's the motto. Gotta take care of yourself, everybody.
Yes.
Gotta take absolutely. Care of home. Your body is your temple, but there's times we put junk in our temple as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We do that from time to time.
Yeah, some people put junk in, like food, drugs, and dicks, you know, but whatever, you know, I mean.
I mean, a lot of dicks.
A lot of dicks.
Here and there, you know? Depends on the mood.
Depends on the mood. So, first thing we're going to talk about, because we're just going to have some fun with this. There's really no structure.
Absolutely.
Beth is going to ask me some questions as well, as she's pouring some more wine in her cup.
Hell yeah, it's a wine night. And we're just gonna free flow this shit. So I'm ready whenever you are.
Let's do this.
Let's
so
talk about things.
Like I said, let's talk about horrible first dates.
Oh,
well, not just first dates, just first
really?
Dates. Yes.
Really? Oh my God. Well, let's just put it out there. The dating world with the 21st century is terrible, and that's an understatement, you guys. I mean, it is excruciating with just assholes on assholes. I mean, wow. We all have our own problems and issues, but I didn't know what the dating world was going to be like until I experienced it for about maybe a year now. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely have a great amount of stories. So I'm ready to go with all of that.
Well, I'm going to start with one of mine, which made you laugh. And I'm like, I have to share this one, you know. And it's not a dating horror, like a horror story. But like first dates, I used to take women out to happy hour. You know, I gave no fucks.
And why is that?
Because it's just like, I don't know if I'm a liker. So if she have a couple potato skins or jalapeno poppers on my tab, it's not going to be that much. I'm out like, what, like $15 at TGI Fridays with like a Jameson and Coke. $25 all together, you know? So,
oh, my God. So, I'm
yes, I'm even doing the math. Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I used to take women. I just wanted to know, like, I didn't want to spend, like, the money. Like, hey, I don't know if I'm going to like this person right away. So, I don't think it was a bad idea. Mm-hmm. It was a long, long time ago. I was young, Freddie, then.
Yeah.
I'm old Freddy now.
The wild child.
The wild right? child, as you know, yes.
We were both pretty wild, though, back in the day. I mean, working our Annex days.
Yes, working at the Annex downtown Minneapolis. I was the bouncer. You was the go-go dancer, you know.
Yeah, right. But I always felt safe as you protecting me and making sure us, you know, all the girls and I, we were safe. And nobody fucked with us.
Yeah, I felt like all y'all go-go dancer girls always wanted me to walk you guys to the car. I don't know why.
No, but you have this protector instinct and, you know, you put it out there. So we felt safe and that's really awesome quality.
Yes, yeah. You have saw some sides of me of beating people's ass when I was working downtown, you know, which a lot of people hadn't seen, you know, because I don't come across like that, but...
No, but when you need to, you throw down. And yeah. That's what you need to do. So, yeah.
Yeah, but let's, before we jump into the whole annexing, let's hear about your horror. Well,
my God. Well, how much time do we have? Because, my God, I could go for, like, months, probably. It's been pretty, you know, and I hate to say that, but because there has been some really awesome people that I've met and great, great experiences, great dating. But I can honestly say first thing comes to mind is first guy that I went on a date with, he said that when he looked at my pictures, he just wanted to come on my face. Like, he threw it out there, like...
Wow.
Yes. Like,
damn.
Like, who does that, though? I mean, there was no, like, swag to that. I didn't even know him, and he's throwing that shit out there.
Said he wanted to come on your face. This is why I said I hope the kids are not around.
But he yeah, make sure your kids are not around, please.
He wanted to come on. Like, he wanted to give you, like, a straight money shot.
Honestly, like, and I don't know if he was being serious or funny. Either way, it was just trashy. There was no class to it. And it just, I was like, okay, bye. Fucking see you later. Like,
I can't.
We can't talk anymore.
I can't believe he had the balls. Well, of course he had the balls to say that because he wanted to come on his face.
He was sober, too. He was sober, dude. And it was the first time I ever met him. It was within probably like 5 minutes. And I don't know how even the whole topic got brought up, but that's what he started with. And I'm like, oh, cool. Okay, well, see you later.
You met him on Tinder? Was it Tinder?
No. I actually randomly met him when I was out at dinner with a girlfriend. So you would think maybe it was a dating site, but no, it was random. So you can meet these guys anywhere. So, yeah, that was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first thing that kind of stuck out.
Okay, I have a Tinder horror story. This one I was still drinking, and like I said, I was living in Robbinsdale at the time. I invited her over. We had fun. We got drunk, everything, and we both passed out on the couch. And all of a sudden...
Wait, you passed out from...
Well, from drinking. We drunk so much. We were doing shots. We drinking Patron.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And I met this is Tinder. This was on Tinder where I met her. So so you don't meet quality people on Tinder. Just stay away from Tinder.
Tinder. No, that's stay just away. A hookup.
That's just a hookup. But we just drank so much and we both passed out on the couch. And then the morning came and she was like, I gotta go. I'm like, why? I could give you a ride home. She's like, no, I just gotta go. So she gets in her Uber, she didn't even say bye. She just hops in her Uber, right?
Okay.
So I was like, all right, no biggie. I'm just cleaning up because there's bottles everywhere. We drank like Patron. We had like some vodka drinks. And I was starting to move some blankets because I had a blanket on. We was watching something on Netflix and we both pass out.
Oh, God.
This bitch peed on the couch.
Oh, my God.
She peed on the couch.
I'm not joking. Oh my God. What?
She peed, like, I guess she couldn't miss. She peed on the couch. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh no.
So that's why she.
And, that's why she wanted to. Yeah. Like, she was like, Oh, fuck.
I would have been like, well, you want to throw your shit in my washer and dryer and wear some sweats? Do we need to go get you some fucking Depends? Like, bitch, what the fuck? Like, yeah. She peed on my couch.
Wow.
Like, yeah, no R. Kelly was playing at the time. Like, she straight peed on my couch.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
To make it so funny, I ran it. I saw her at a Target like 2 weeks later. And you know how you make eye contact with somebody.
Oh my!
Like
God.
I gave her like
did you
the
give her that look?
I gave her the side eye like bitch. I know what you did. you might as well
you can't escape that.
You can't escape that. Like I gave her the side eye like look at this face. I gave her the side eye. Like
did she like acknowledge?
She didn't even acknowledge me. She just I'm like, since we at Target, you might as well throw some Clorox wipes in my fucking car.
Right?
Some Febreze, because I had to clean that shit up from your pissy ass because you couldn't hold your alcohol.
Oh my God, she could have redeemed herself and did
yeah,
that.
Did she could have
some kind of
yeah.
Like,
she should have like, you know what? I should have told you to put a towel down.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she peed on my couch, man.
That's terrible.
And like I said, 2 weeks later, I saw her at a Target.
Oh,
like,
that's
like
funny,
it's like, I just kind of gave her the side.
Yeah,
I like, look at his face. Like, bitch, you
yeah,
know what you
I know.
Did.
I know what you did.
Yeah. You can't throw no Clorox wipes in here? Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
wow.
So, yes, that was.
That was.
Yeah. Stay away from, if you're single, stay away from Tinder.
Yes. If I can give any advice to, Tinder has never brought me any sort of luck. Actually, any dating sites is just trash. I mean, here's the deal. People put out there that they want these long-term relationships, blah, blah, blah. But in the end, they just want something convenient, casual. And that's fine. But just put it out there and just be straight up and honest and don't fuck with other people. And, you know, maybe for other people that there's still hope that they can find, you know, their partner as far as on these dating sites. But there's a lot of people that mislead you. They're not, you know, honest about what they want. They're not even honest about who they are. So
no.
Just cautionary that, you know, these dating sites aren't really what they're whole hyped up to be.
Yeah, just stay away from the dating sites. Just focus on you. You know, just
hell
focus
yeah.
Just focus on
that's
you.
That's the best kind of like self care that you can do for yourself is work on you. Work on your
just,
shit.
Yeah, just work
you know?
On just work cuz we everybody has shit to work on, you know.
Oh yeah, yes. Absolutely. And heal. Healing is like I feel so underrated and we just don't talk about it, but healing is what's up and
yeah.
We need to take the time to do that so we can do the work. We can be prepared for the next person that enters into our life, you know? Like without that time and that healing part, you're going to repeat the same patterns, you're going to jump into things that you're not really ready for, and it's going to down spiral in the wrong way.
Yeah, just take the time to heal, focus on yourself. If there's something you've been wanting to do, do it. Stay away from these dating sites. They're bad. They're the devil.
I mean, they haven't brought me or anyone else that I really know any good luck, but there have been some people too that it's, you know, it's worked out. So I guess I can't speak for everyone.
I can't speak for everyone either, but I have heard a lot of horror stories. Take for the pissy girl the pissy girl of the Tinder.
I was trying to give a more hopeful vibe, but no, I mean, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of just garbage.
It
you
is.
Know? It really is.
And if I run into this chick again, like I know what she looks like. If I see,
God.
I'm just gonna give her that side.
You
I like.
Should, actually, I want to see what she looks like. You need to see. Or not? Maybe not.
It was one of the drunk Freddy moments that you seen working downtown. Like swipe. Oh, she's cute. And then you see the little bubble with the message. Oh, hey, you're cute. What you doing? Oh, I'm just sitting here having cocktails. You too? Bitch, yes. Where, what city you live in? I live in Golden Valley. Get the fuck out of here. I'm in Robbinsdale, right up 100. Won't you swing by? I can do that. Let me hop in the Uber. Okay, I'm not paying for it, but you want to come over? I got drinks. Not drinks. I got drinks. And if you're fat, I got some frozen pizza. Oh my God.
I'm dying. Oh my God, that's too funny. Stop it. Oh my God.
This is just how my mind works. I just could go on and on. But
hell yeah.
But end of the day, like, just take the time, work on yourself, and just stay away from the apps, you know, the dating sites, you know, and try to meet somebody the night. Well, I can't say nice normal way because everybody's so fucked up now.
Right? Let's talk about that. How, honestly, everybody is fucked up in their own way. Okay, that's fine. Everybody, though, is so jaded in this world, and they bring it to the next person that they meet. And it's just like this vicious cycle of like the same bullshit after the next. And I want to talk about that actually.
Yeah, let's go. Because you know how hard it is to find a woman that wants to smoke crack and listen to Wu-Tang Clan? Like,
what? You mean you can't just find that?
Like, I know.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
You're like, hey, girl, you want to go suck some dick behind a Super America and let's get some Red Bull after? Let's go, you know, like.
Oh my God, we're going there now.
Yeah, we are.
We hit that spot.
Yeah, okay. After that Rosa Parks comment, we just.
We've been there for a long.
This is a highway to hell episode.
Oh my God.
Fuck the kids. We're there. Fuck the kids.
Yeah. No, put your kids to bed.
Yeah, this is not a kid episode. We let you know. So don't
send me. Way in advance. This is not appropriate.
So don't send me a message like, hey, my kid heard about this. Now he's on Tinder. I'm like, motherfucker, I gave you a heads up. I mean, Freddie loves the kids, but this is not the episode for them. The next episode, I'll talk about Sesame Street and Peppa Pig and shit like that. But not tonight.
Oh, my God. No, not tonight. We're putting that to rest.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, we go, like we stated before, we go way back. Just some of your memories just working downtown Minneapolis. Like, because it was the good times, and I wouldn't say bad times, but...
No, I mean, there were definitely ups and downs, as with everything in life. But just, yeah, I mean, there has been, like, the most memorable moments, and, you know, just... The people that we worked with at the time, it was like our family. And
yes.
That was the cool part. And we were able to just kind of come together, have fun. And at my age, at that time, yeah. Even at your age.
Yeah, because I was still in my early 20s,
You were 20. I was 18 when I started. That was just what we were looking for. We were kind of looking for a little bit of an escape, too, from probably, you know, our lives. And this was the place to be.
Yeah, and it was like the hottest nightclub at the time. You know, like I was working a corporate job and I walked in and I was like talking to Sean. This time before I got hired on. And I was just talking to Sean.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God,
yeah.
Sean.
Yeah, shout out to Sean.
He was the head of...
Yeah, he was our head security guy. He kind of looked like Bill Goldberg.
You
yes.
know what? I gotta give it up for you guys too because I loved every security guard.
Yeah,
because
and
everybody was so nice. They were so great. They protected us. Yeah.
And rest in peace to Mike Timone. He passed away. I don't know if you remember
what?
Mike. Yeah, he passed away about, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago.
No.
Yes.
We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he passed away. He was 51. It was funny because when my car broke down and the transmission went. He would pick me up because he lived in Plymouth. So, yeah, and he picked me up at my mom and dad's place one time. And he walked in. My dad was like, who's this big motherfucker coming to pick me? He was like, because you know how big Mike was, the big Samoan guy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know.
Yeah, he passed away about 3-4 years ago. Like, he was 51, so he was still young. So
that's super young. What – Do you know what?
I want to say heart attack. I don't remember, but
oh my God, it's such a young.
Yeah, he was. Because wow. I remember, I did meet his daughter a couple times, you know, but I just knew not to drink with him at the time. Because that motherfucker, rest in peace, Mike Timone. That motherfucker
God,
could tip
everybody
him back.
Everybody drank back then. I mean, we took it to a different level.
You yes, you want to know what my favorite moments at the Annex?
Oh, absolutely. I want to share mine too.
Okay, so, besides like the after parties that were illegal we had.
Oh my God.
I just love the fact like on the after working a Saturday shift, you know you're going on Big Island on Lake Minnetonka.
Oh my God.
So you would go to Rob and buy bottles of booze. I worked at the Annex for like 8 years. I never went to the liquor store because Rob would sell us bottles of booze.
He hooked us up and he took care of us.
Yes. Yeah. He would. We would get like the big, not the 1.75, but the big, the big ass bottles of Grey Goose. I'd be like, Rob, he's like, just give me $15. And I'd walk out with like two or three of them.
Yeah, absolutely. He was very much like, he was very generous.
He was very generous. Rest in peace, Rob Rankin, as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, one of my favorite stories about Rob, like, he came over to my parents' house at Thanksgiving dinner, because this when him and his wife was on the outs, and he didn't want to go to his to his in-laws. I was like, just come on over. So he came over, had dinner, shot the shit with my mom and dad when they both were alive, and he was just like, you guys, you got to come down one of these days. And I'm like, they're not going to come down. My dad's like, bullshit. So Rob sent them a limo to the Annex. Sent them a limo.
Gosh.
And my mom's not that big of a drinker, but he got her a thing in VIP. I don't think he was working at night, but my parents came down at the Annex.
So awesome.
Yeah, he like comped all their drink. He's like, Freddie's parents are not paying for a drink. My mom's not that big of a drinker, but my dad was tipping them back.
My daddy was tipping them back.
Like, he was on the floor dancing with the younger. I'm like, they're like, yeah, he was.
Oh my God.
My dad, I was like,
hell yeah.
I was looking at my dad like, I do not know you.
Like, your dad have a little bit of swag to him?
Yeah, he had, yeah, he was.
Oh,
he
is
was,
that where you got it from?
I guess so, you know. Honestly, it came more from my mom, but my stepfather,
okay,
so. Yeah, he was out there. He had a ball, and I think that made my parents mad, because my parents really never went out like that. Like, they'll go somewhere, then they're home, you know.
Yeah,
so that was, and just seeing like my parents in an environment. Then my mom looking at every girl that's talking to me like eyeing them up. Yeah, who's that bitch talking to my son? Ma, chill out. Don't worry about it. Who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Mom.
Don't worry about
like,
that.
Like, Mom, you messing up.
I got it.
Hey, you need to go talk to your husband out there dancing on the dance floor with like six girls. Take the focus off on me. Because you messing up this three-way action.
I'm trying on the real issue right now.
Because, Mom, you messing up this three-way action I'm trying to get, you know. I'm trying. It's Taco Bell, my house, bed. That's it. That's the steps.
Oh my God.
So.
This is the best. Well, okay, so I have to say too that my best memory of Rob was kind of the start of my go-go career at the time. And, you know, I'm 18 years old. I was working as like a cocktail server, right? And one of his go-go dancers had canceled last minute.
I remember that, yes.
Oh my gosh. So I was downstairs in the Annex Park because the upstairs...
It was the Lone Tree.
Yep. So I'm working the beer tub and he comes up to me and he's like, he goes, you know, someone canceled, wondering if you'd be interested in dancing. And I kind of hesitated at first and I was like, ooh, do I want to go there? I love to dance. I don't know. I'm not sure, you know, having all these doubts, right? But then I was like, fuck it. Let's just do it. Why not? You know? So then I gave it a shot. And then ever since that day, he asked me to come back every weekend. And he was like, I want you to dance for us.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of me dancing for the Annex, but also gave me bunch of opportunities to dance other places.
Yes.
So I just want to give it up for Rob for putting that out there for me and seeing that. So, yeah.
I just want to give it up for Rob in general because he took care of us. Like, he paid the bouncer. I think we were probably one of the most highest paid bouncers downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, I mean, and he took care. I think he took care of anyone that worked for him.
Oh, yes.
So, and not just like, I mean, not just maybe monetarily, but he was always a good listener to, as yes. far as like if you had to come to him for any personal things, he would be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace, Rob, man. We miss you. Rest in peace, Mike Timone.
Yes. Absolutely.
Shout out to all our Annex staff, like the Blaze, the Curb, Brandon out there, Dodge Brothers, Big Dave, Elise. I know I'm missing some more, but
so many people, but just, yeah, I mean, we were a huge family and we took care of each other.
And I just loved, like, we all used to go out in big groups when we weren't open and we would get fucked up.
Oh,
and we'd be like, and we would be like, you fight one, you fighting everybody. It'd be like the bouncers, the bartenders, we would be like 25, 30 people deep, just on downtown Minneapolis, like on a weekday, like getting fucked up.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. It was just such a fun time, and I look back on it and I'm like, God, I'm so glad we did that.
Yes.
I'm so happy that we did that.
Yes. One of the favorite memories about the Annex too, it was in a newspaper. We actually shot a pilot for MTV.
Yes.
And I was like excited.
I was hoping that it was gonna get picked up.
I think the reason to get picked up because we was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because we had like the cast of characters. We had the characters.
So it wasn't
a
problem.
I'm not to brag, but I was running the focus points for the bouncers.
Oh shit.
We're going there. Everybody knows. I was so excited for this show that I was even planning my spinoff. I was like, I got a spinoff coming. You know, I was like, I'm about to blow up.
Hell yeah.
But it didn't pan out. But
it didn't get picked up, unfortunately.
But just having that experience, you know, like seeing like the MTV crew like in our bar in Minneapolis recording like everything.
It was so cool. I mean, who really gets to experience that ever in their lifetime?
Yes.
I mean, in Minnesota.
Yeah,
too?
In Minneapolis. Yeah, it's like this was
about that.
Yeah, it was early. Yeah, it was early 2000s. You know, and like I said, we was the only bar in Minnesota that actually shot the pilot. Like I said, we had the MTV crews out there. I was one of the focal points. Like I was planning my spinoff. I was ready.
I was ready to go.
Lights, camera, action. Like I said, they even had it like Freddie J, the talk of the town. Because that was my old MySpace.
Yes.
Freddie J, the talk of the town. Oh, so I was ready. Then the show didn't get picked up. I'm like, fuck, I'm back to regular life again. Like, I already had my life planned. I was going to be on the MTV Awards. I was going to be sitting right in the middle of Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears.
Right?
Like, I was ready. I was ready, man. I'm about to host some shit, you know? Be on TRL, like, yeah, number 9, we got Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time, you know. By the way, we got NSYNC coming up, you know, like, yeah. I was ready.
We were thinking big.
We were thinking
about the extreme of it happening.
Yes, like, I remember I went down there and I told Rob and Brandon, I was like, yeah, I cannot wait to shoot my spinoff, and they just died laughing. I was like, what? I'm getting a spinoff. Like, in my mind, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
This show is getting picked up. We about to blow up.
Yeah.
All of us about to... I was ready.
I was excited for it, too. But, yeah, I just, you know, it wasn't the right thing, I guess.
I just felt if we was in L.A. or Chicago, I felt
it'd be different, yes. But, I mean, who really wants... I mean, I don't know. But just, I mean, now Minneapolis just... terrible, but back in the day, yeah. I mean, would it? I don't know if it really would consider anything.
I think it could have worked.
Yeah, they could have done something if they wanted to.
Yes,
yes.
MTV, you missed your fucking opportunity. I was ready.
Too bad, bitches.
I was ready. Like
too bad. You missed out.
I had a spinoff. I had a spinoff in my mind.
We could have went big.
I could have had a spinoff. I could have been at the hosting shows.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I could have been sitting in the middle of Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears.
We could be at the red carpet right now, making our moves.
Man, I know, right?
I mean, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, I could have got drunk with Pauly Shore, you know?
I
could have done cocaine with Scott Baio somewhere in the Vegas bathroom. Like, I was ready to go.
This guy was the limit.
Skies was the limit for Freddie Joyce back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now the limit's the sky, but since I'm black, the limit is the ground. So, or the grave.
Oh man. My god. Yeah.
Man, it's, but yeah, I was ready to go.
I know. That was super exciting, but it didn't, yeah. Like I said before, it just didn't happen. It wasn't the right thing, I guess.
I guess it wasn't the right thing, but we had fun, you know, because I remember it was in the Star Tribune, and we were, like, super, super busy because everybody wanted to get in the camera. Mm-hmm. And I remember we had the sign at the front door, like, hey, you're going to be MTV crews here filming, and everybody just wanted to come. Yes, and there was some stuff they didn't shoot, like when the bouncers would have to like throw somebody out and like really fuck them up. They didn't shoot that spot.
Damn it, they should have though. That
I mean, they shot them, threw them out, but then they walked away when other, okay, yeah, okay, you know,
okay, I got you.
But they show. I remember the camera crew recorded a chick fight when the girl jumped on my back.
What?
Yeah, it was a chick fight in the back of the VIP bathrooms. And I remember the crew, like, ran back there. And they recorded, like, it was, like, me. I think it was me and Pat and maybe Tracy that was breaking up. But a chick jumped on my back. And I'm like, get this bitch off me, you know.
Oh, my God. Like, why, though? Why would
you? I don't.
Like, she wanted to fight you or she?
No, I was, like, grabbing her for trying to pull him off. And she just jumped on my back.
Okay.
But I understand why the MTV crew wanted to shoot that chick fight. Because Girls Gone Wild was big at that time.
Well,
yeah,
of course. That's a moneymaker for them. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to see dudes fight. But when chicks fight, everybody's like, oh, hope a titty pop out. You know?
Well, and so this is what I need to ask you. What is it about chick fights that is so arousing?
I don't know. I hated them.
I you know, and I'm a very open-minded person, you know, but, like, what is it about, I don't know, girls fighting? But not in a, it's not even, like, in a sexual way. It's more like you're pulling your hair, they're slap. I don't know. What, like, as a guy, what is it
I always hate, one thing I hated when I worked downtown Minneapolis, I hated breaking up chick fights, and I hated bachelorette parties, because I thought bachelorette parties were so fucking annoying.
It's so annoying, even as a chick, and, like, been there, done that, too. Yeah. I'm just like, ew, no thanks.
No, bitch, I don't want to suck for a buck. No. Like, no, I can't, I'm not going to comp you all free drinks.
Ugh. The fact that you have to wear, too, this whole, like, the outfits that you have to wear and put yourself into that whole, like, oh, I'm a bachelorette and blah, 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 I'm getting married, blah, blah, blah.
Well, good for you.
Cool story, bro, but let's, no, do we have to really do that right now?
No, I don't want to do a suck for a buck.
No. And sucking for a buck? What the fuck?
Yes. No. Just let me, I'm working the VIP area. Let me post in my stand and let me be. I'm trying to check out some ladies because I know nobody's in this bachelorette party is putting out. So let me be, you know.
Yes.
Let me be.
Yes. Yep. For sure.
Let me be, you know. But overall, I would say we had good times, you know. Like I said, we was a family, you know.
We were a family. It was some of the best times too.
Yeah, I'll say it was some of the best times for my life. Just the connections we made and
the connections, the opportunities, just the memories. Those are irreplaceable.
The memories are irreplaceable and just the connections, you know, like when we would have our illegal after parties, which were true.
Oh my gosh. After parties, let me say, were super fucking dope. Like, let's just throw it out there.
Yeah, it was better than being there on a Saturday night. Like, once we kicked people out and clean, we would go down there.
I remember
Brandon would call Marco, who was at the Seville with Brit Strippers. There would be some Minneapolis cops down there. It would. Let us keep it real.
We all had connections where, like, the cops even came inside and partied with
us. Yeah, the cops came
inside. It was legit. It was fine.
That was the first time I saw cocaine.
Really?
Yes, because I've never been like a big drug person. Like, I tried marijuana. Actually, it was the second time. The first time when somebody tipped me with a fat-ass 8-ball, and I was like, what the fuck? And somebody's like, you want that? I'm like, no, you can have it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, and the second time I don't know if he's a cop anymore. I would know him if I see him. But yeah, he was doing cocaine, and he was like, he wants something. I'm like, nah, man, I'm just here for the alcohol. And
yep.
But we would have cops at the party. Yeah,
they were part of the crew.
Yeah.
I mean, our parties stayed until maybe like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Sometimes 9.
I mean, it was an ongoing thing. It happened throughout the whole weekend.
Yes.
And I mean, God, to be young again and to even
do that,
and to even survive even one night of it.
So it got to the point that I start bringing, like, because I know if I'll go on one of the cops' boats on Lake Minnetonka, like, I would bring clothes there at the annex.
Yes, and then these after parties and then going on Lake Minnetonka, oh my gosh, I don't even know how our livers survived and how our bodies even did after just going through that. But we were a lot younger.
We was a lot, yeah, I can't do that right now.
Oh my gosh, our my hangovers, if I drink heavily, I will be done for a good week.
Well, I'm glad I stopped drinking, but if I was drinking like I was in my 20s.
And let's give a round of applause for you. Like, I mean,
I still have a glass of wine here and there. I wouldn't say I'm not completely sober, but.
But either way, that was a choice and you wanted to change your life.
Yes.
So you should be recognized for that.
Well, thank you, homie.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that shouldn't go without being recognized.
Well, I appreciate it, but we had some crazy times. Good old Annex.
Yeah.
Man.
We had a blast, and I'm so glad that I met you and so many other people too. And look at us now. We're recording.
After
all these years shooting the shit, having fun,
both looking good at our age.
I'm
43.
Can we give a round of applause as far as like we're fucking thriving as far as like life. So we're doing all right.
Yep, keep on with the keeping on, they say.
Absolutely. Yes.
Keep on with the keeping on, or as Matthew McConaughey would say, all right.
We should have him as a guest. You need to get him on.
I would love to.
And I would love to be here for that. I will be here for
it. Oh, if I got Matthew McConaughey,
you will. I will be right here watching everything.
I'll just be like, can you record, can you quote some Wooderson? And just be like,
oh my God.
Wolf of Wall Street. Yes.
Fucking best movie ever.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's
hilarious too.
I mean, there are some people that don't like it because they feel it's a little over the top, which I get.
But for us, it was for fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was for fun. Absolutely.
How's the wine going down, my friend?
It's amazing, actually.
Hell yeah.
And I've never gotten this brand before.
Okay, what is it? Avia Pinot Noir?
Well, I love Pinot Noirs, but I've never had this brand. It's actually pretty decent. So
okay.
Happy about that.
So if you guys are looking for some red wine out there, there you go. we're promoting free promotion and we ain't getting paid. So.
I know, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay. Well, hopefully they'll listen. Somebody was like, hey, let's send them like a t-shirt or something, you know?
give us, I don't know, something.
Yeah, give us some
or
swag.
Give us some couple free bottles of wine. Well, for me.
So. Well, I'll take a free bottle of wine. It'll be sitting here for a while, you know?
That's fine.
Yeah.
We're helping them out for sure.
Yes. So what is it? Is Avia?
Yeah, Avia. Pinot Noir. Pinot Noirs are my jam these days, by the way. But they have to hit the right spots.
And my jam has always been Canadian Dry Ginger Ale.
Ginger Ale's the best.
This is one of the drinks that helped me with me overcoming drinking. Like, if I wanted, like, alcohol, I would drink ginger ale. So that's why I'm a big ginger ale person now.
To
this day. So it was, like, my substitute for alcohol.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have some questions for you.
Shoot, let's go.
I'm excited. Okay, so here's the deal. So I don't know if we or if you have even talked about maybe your sobriety. Why it happened? What motivated you to go on that path? You know, let's talk about that.
Okay. One thing that made me go through my path of sobriety, it was just like the hang of feeling like shit. Of course, that's one of it. But just seeing what I had a friend that took their life over alcohol because it was an addict. And just I was just trying to be there to help them out and just seeing what they're going through and just seeing what alcohol does to the body and the mental state as well. Which, absolutely. Yeah, and just trying to help them out and watching what they go through, you know. Mm-hmm. And actually, in a past relationship, dating somebody that was an addict as well, you know.
Yeah.
So that was, and just seeing what they go through. So it kind of made me really want to bite the bullet. Like, you know what? I'm done, you know. And I don't look back at all. It was probably one of the best decisions I have made, just stop drinking. And like I said, I occasionally will have a glass of wine, which is fine, you know. I wouldn't say I'm completely sober, but I don't have like the taste or need for it, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's, I mean, super dope, dude. And like the fact that you took it upon yourself to have that courage and being around people too that also like drank too and not feeling the need to go even down that path. Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of strength for that.
Thank you. And like I said, it did change a lot of my friendships because I still have friends that still go out and drink, which cool, but I'm 43. I don't need to do that.
No. And you know, it's okay to lose people.
Yeah.
As you're on your path in your lifetime, like I have learned a lot too, just about myself and my journey that I'm on. And you know, people serve a certain purpose in your life, but they're not always there forever. And so I think you have to take it for what it's worth and appreciate that. But
kind of like seat fillers, you know. Like seat fillers, like they're there for a purpose for a limited time.
Definitely. And as cliche as it is, I mean, people definitely are there for a reason, season, lifetime, all of that. But everyone I feel like you encounter with brings a certain purpose, and they also give you somewhat of a learning lesson that can add value into your life.
Yeah, I agree. And plus, I didn't want to be like the old man in my 43 still going to the bars. I'm fine with going to a restaurant, dinner, and home. Like, it was funny because on my birthday, people was shocked that I didn't want to go out after Smack Shack. Ooh, excuse me. I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm going to eat, and I'm going to go home. And the looks I got, like, what? Like,
and that's totally fine.
I was cool with that. That's what I'm about. Like, I still like to go out here and there, but I'm home by, like, 11, 13, 11, or maybe midnight, but
I mean, hell yeah. I mean, that's like the perfect ideal night is going out for dinner, having, you know, well, for me at least, maybe a couple drinks, but then going home and just putting in your freaking, you know, joggers, PJs, and then just putting on some freaking Netflix or something and just chilling.
And peeing on the couch. I had to go there.
Oh yeah. My God. Yes. Like, can we just X that out? Yes. My God, for you and me both.
Yes. Yeah. No, but that's like that's perfect, you know. Like I don't have the means to try to shut a bar down anymore. And
it's different once you get older too. You've been there and done that. We've experienced that.
And I've done that for so long too, from the age of 18, like bouncing at Tropics and going to the Annex.
Tropics.
Yes.
Oh my.
The first 16 plus club. Yes.
I remember that place. And they partied hard there too.
Yes. I'm sure I gave you a free drink or whatever. Nobody gave a fuck working at Tropics. No. I will see girls get banged on the stairwell to the DJ booth. Like, oops, my bad.
No. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm sure. We've seen it all.
Well, I've seen it all.
Absolutely. I mean, just in the industry, too, that we were in, we saw everything. We heard everything. It just kind of became the norm.
It also opened my eyes to things ain't always what it seems.
Oh.
Because I remember when Little John was at Spin, I was in the red room up there with him.
Yeah.
With a couple other people.
Yeah.
And I offered Little John a shot of Patron. Mm-hmm. And he told me he didn't drink. And the look on my face was like, what? Like, he doesn't drink at all. I'm like, this dude is like making crunk music.
Oh, he's, fuck yeah.
And that never registered with me till I stopped drinking. And yes. Like, but yeah, I got him a shot of Patron. It was Don Julio, because I was drinking Don Julio at that time. I loved that. That was my tequila choice. Don Julio.
Okay.
Sorry, I was a drunk with class.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Yeah, Don Julio. Yeah, going to Taco Bell, yeah. Hey, bitch, you want to go to Taco Bell?
You know what, at that time, during that era, yeah, it probably was, for sure.
Yeah, but yeah, I offered him a shot at that. He told me he didn't drink, and then the look on my face was like, what? All right, guess
you know what, good for him, though.
Yeah, good for him, but I did both those shots. And kept my party going, like, yeah.
You mean that's all you can really do, actually.
Yeah, like I said, that never registered with me till I stopped drinking. Like, man, like, that's cool that he doesn't drink. Like, I think it's cool not to drink, you know? Like,
to be honest with you, I've been a little bit, I call it sober curious, because I don't need to drink, like, every day to feel good or to feel anything. Mine is more like when I go out, then I'll start to drink and stuff. But I'm starting to kind of feel like I don't really know if it's necessary, because the aftermath of it, the way you feel afterwards, especially like a heavy night of drinking, brings a lot of like anxiety. You know, obviously alcohol is a depressant and stuff. So
yes.
it doesn't make you feel like mentally, emotionally, physically well. So I'm kind of thinking, like, what does it really bring to the table anymore?
Like, I saw this meme with the rapper Wale. It's been shared on social media, and I don't think I'm quoting it right, but it's like, why do I want to invest into drinking something that's make me want to feel good for a couple minutes or a couple hours, and I wake up feeling like shit? I don't think I quoted it right, but it's something like that.
Okay. Yeah, but it's very much more like this simple fix, this instant gratification of feeling something, but just the overall after effect of it, it's not even really worth it anymore.
No, I don't think it's worth it. And like I said, I'm at the point of my, like, I don't even think I could date somebody that drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I like... Like, because it's like, I don't want to put up with the babysitting, like, if she gets too drunk off wine, and
yes.
And then the hangover the next day, like, wake up, like, I want to be active. Let's go. Oh, I just want to lay in bed, like...
Well, and especially, too, I mean, where you're at and your sobriety, too, as far as, you know, that kind of plays a huge effect with it.
Like I said, I wouldn't mind if just like a glass of wine here and there. You know, but it's just because that's how I am. I like to have a glass of wine here and there, but I'm not.
Do you want a glass right now?
No, I'm good. Temptations.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just.
No, know. I'm good, you know, but. Yeah, but that was, like I said, it was one of the best decisions I ever made, was just.
And I mean, not just me, but just people that care and love you. They're really proud of this journey that you're on.
Well, the journey is continuing, you know. Like I said, everybody has their own path that they got to take in life. And that's what I realized recently, you know. God has a path for everybody and a journey for everybody to take, you know. So not everybody's path's the same, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like I said, this is the time that I feel I can work on myself, you know. Because everybody's a work in progress.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody is. And anybody that tells you differently, oh my gosh, you should run.
It's full of shit.
Run full throttle. Run away from all of that.
Agree. We're all a work in progress.
We are. And that's okay, too. Like, we just, you know, we have to accept ourselves, but we also need to work on ourselves when the time is right and when we're ready to see that.
Yes. So any more questions you like to ask since you're on this question?
Well, I mean, it was just kind of we were at that point and I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe this or that. But yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, things are good.
Yeah, things are good. Like I said, no complaints. You know, I'm happy, you know, working on me. Like I said, we're all a work in progress.
That's all you can really do is to continue to keep working on you.
Yes. So, like I said, we're about to wrap it up in a couple minutes, you know. So, what you got? So, you're starting the podcast, right?
Yes. Well, it's been actually in the making for, I don't know how many months it's been. I've had to deal with some personal things on my end as well. Okay. But it's still there. I have recordings. I haven't put it fully out there yet. And I have to change the name because it was originally called Elevate to the Next Level. But my God, if you look that up, there are about 100 other names like that. So I gotta change that shit, man. Yes. Like, so that's kind of in the making too. But yeah, I'm excited. It's talking about all the real things happening in today's world. And I just, my whole thing is I like to keep it as real as possible. I like to make it very educational, motivate others, you know, have a little bit of inspiration and hope because that's what we need today. And yes. I definitely want to throw that out there, but put it on a spin of not hiding anything and just kind of speaking the truth about how things are, where we're at, and the process of going through it.
Well, that's great because nothing was very educational about tonight's episode.
I know. I mean, we were shooting the shit. And it was just, it was so much fun and just, you know, we always have a great time. We vibe so well together. So I'm so like, I'm so happy to be here and just to be able to be on this episode with you.
Yes, I'm so happy we finally made it after the fucking snowstorm.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think we would ever.
Yes.
I didn't think we would ever make that.
Yeah, because nobody wants to drive in a snowstorm in the blue. No.
And can we stop with the snow fucking, like, the snowstorms, the snow whatever?
Yeah. Hopefully, this is Minnesota. Maybe we might get one more. Hope not.
But you know what? At least we got our recording done.
Yes. So that will be up. Yes, that will be up later tonight. So
I can't wait. So I'm so glad that we were able to do this. And, you know, like I said before, like, I'm really proud of you and how far you've come.
Thank you. I'm proud of you as well. You know, just seeing this 18-year-old girl that started as a shot girl, then go-go dancing, and looking at the woman you became, because I know you for like 18 damn years.
That's, I know. It's been a long...
Yes, you knew me when I still had a little bit of hair, you know? pre-beard, when I had the goatee, pre-beard.
You know what, though? I do have to say that I really, truly believe that men age really well. So, to have this, like, distinguished, like, more mature... like life look, it's attractive feature. So you got that.
Well, thank you. You know, I wouldn't say I'm mature, you know, I'm still a kid at heart.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that was stretching it a little bit.
Yeah, that was stretching the whole, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
can we like edit?
Or? Yeah, no, we're not. I'm just going to say, after this, I'm going to go to McDonald's and get like 5 Happy Meals because I'm fucking happy right now, you know. No. Like, sir, these for your kid, not for me, bitches. You know? I'm just gonna fuck up my training and the dieting up, you know. These toys are mine, you know. No, but I just want to say thank you for coming, and I'm excited for you to get your podcast up and running. And
yeah, I can't wait. So once I get the name kind of established and changed all that stuff, yeah, I'll definitely be putting it out there, and then I can't wait for you to be a host.
I mean,
not even a host, but a guest.
I cannot wait to be the guest.
Probably would take over and be the host.
That's your lane. I won't take over.
Okay. Yeah. Let's
see. I won't be that guy that moves into a chick apartment that lives in Fridley and just takes over her shit. Like, hey, girl. Oh, ladies, tax season is coming up, so please do not fall to let me flip your taxes sting. Okay. It's coming up, ladies. Don't let no man flip your taxes. If you got a man that wants it to be like, hey, baby, you know we can stretch this money out a little bit.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Do not let no man flip your taxes. Please.
No.
Please.
No. No. Wise up. Yep.
Wise up. Because it's tax season. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for no man named Darnell, Tyrone, Mike, Pookie.
Oh, my God. That sounds like trouble.
I'm just saying. Just because he took over your apartment in Fritley, you know, I know guys that done that. And now they want to flip your taxes. Yes. Don't let them flip your taxes, boo.
No, no.
No.
Nope.
Nope. You claim yourself or your kids. Yeah, I wish I had some kids that I could claim. You know?
I know, right? Where's my dependents?
I need some dependents. I knew I should.
I have two dogs and I wish I could claim them, but I guess that it doesn't work like that. Hasn't for years. I wish they would change that and make it, you know, change the law with that. So
yeah, maybe I should have had some kids so I could claim them as a dependent.
That would be the only benefit.
Yes.
I mean,
Freddie, these your
kids? That's terrible. Freddie,
these your kids?
We're gonna get canceled. Maybe we should stop as we're
ahead. No, we're gonna keep going. Freddie, that's your son. Freddie, that's your son? Only on tax day.
I know, right?
That is little Freddie.
You have like 100 kids,
yes.
But then that's the time that you claim
them?
That's
what I claim on tax day.
Oh, my God, no.
That is Freddie tax day Joyce number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 right there. Number 6 is coming.
Oh, shit.
She didn't swallow that one. Oh, that one actually. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we might get canceled after that one.
I feel like we are going to get canceled. Oh, well. You know what? Like, freedom of speech. Hello.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm a big believer in freedom of speech, so.
Yeah, absolutely. We can say whatever, and we shouldn't have to get canceled for that.
All right, so we're about to wrap this up. Anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
No, I just, again, thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun. I've had so many great laughs, bringing back, like, memory lane. I'm just, happy to be here.
All right, and I just want to say thank you. As you see, I'm using my Barry White voice now, so.
Oh, yeah,
so,
wow.
So, yeah, just thank
tone
you.
Tone it down.
Yeah, toned it down, you know, just so everybody could hear me, you know, so. So thank you.
We were like screaming.
Yeah, I was like screaming, you know.
I know, so was like,
somebody was like, kids and cum shots, what the fuck?
I'm pretty sure the neighbors even
heard your laugh,
yeah. Yeah. No, I mean even downstairs, upstairs.
No, the garage, there's a garage downstairs.
Oh,
so.
And even probably like blocks down. They're yeah. You know so, what? Okay.
So let me use my Barry White voice. I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in and appreciate all the listens. Go ahead and follow the page Freddy's World on Facebook. And go ahead and hit the subscribe button, you know. Hit that subscribe button.
Yeah,
hit it just once. Subscribe. Not subscribe. 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 Hit that button. And just want to say just thank you guys so much. Keep God first. And everybody just follow your own path at the end of the day, you know. We all are works of art. And sometimes, I said works of art. God damn it. But, hey, we're all beautiful. We're all beautiful. We're all beautiful. So. So, I'm just going to end it at that because I fucked up my outro. So, I'm just going to end it with that.
I was trying not to say it.
Hey, I fucked that outro up. So, I'm going to end it with that.
Who cares?
You guys have a good night.
Yeah. Yep.